In South Dakota, some Native Americans are challenging a new state law requiring voters to produce a photo ID or a signature on a sworn affidavit. They say they were illegally denied the right to vote in last month's primary because they didn't have a photo ID. Charles Michael Ray of South Dakota Public Radio reports.
In the small town of Lake Andes, South Dakota, the old high school gym is the center of civic activity. Today, the gym is hosting a blood drive, and potential donors are lined up on the rubber mats covering the floor to wait their turn. To give a pint of blood in South Dakota, you need an ID.
You have your ID?
I need to see my ID, too.
Well, as long as you have it with you, they need to see it, so.
A month ago, a line of voters stood in this same gym, and for the first time, they were also asked for a photo ID. South Dakota is now one of four states requiring a photo ID at the polls. But for some state residents, this creates a problem. A large portion of the state's Indian population lives in some of the nation's poorest counties, and many don't carry photo IDs. Olina Village Center is an elderly Native American from the Standing Rock Reservation who says she was prevented from voting last month because she was not carrying a photo ID.
It's kind of confusing for these elderly people that want to vote, and some of them that talk Indian, and some of them don't understand sometimes, you know.
In years past, Indian voters like Olina Village Center overwhelmingly supported Democratic candidates, even as Republicans worked to court their votes. But Brett Healy with the nonpartisan group Four Directions says dozens of voters who were denied access to the polls should have been given the legal option to sign a form waiving the ID requirement. Healy says he has helped gather affidavits that identify those who were barred from the polls, and his group is considering legal action against the new voter ID law.
It is shut the access to the ballot box down for Native voters. Voters did not get to vote because of the implementation of this new law. That makes it a bad law.
But some South Dakota lawmakers strongly disagree that race had anything to do with the problems at the polls. State Senator Jerry Apa says this measure was passed in the spirit of the Federal Help America Vote Act. He says he supports this law because it ensures accurate elections.
If you go into a store with a credit card, they'll ask you for identification. You go on the airlines, you have to show an ID. Everybody carries an ID. I don't see this as an infringement.
But Tom Shortbowl disagrees. Shortbowl is a tribal college president who was recently appointed to the advisory board for the Help America Vote Act. He says South Dakota's voter ID law clearly discriminates against Native Americans.
Anything that you put into law that discourages people from exercising the right that they have under the Constitution, it seems to me, is something that we really have to take a hard look at.
Meanwhile, South Dakota Secretary of State Chris Nelson denies any racial bias in the state's election system. Nelson says any minor problems that occurred in the primary will be corrected by the November election.
South Dakota's election laws are sound, they are non-discriminatory, and they are created in a way so that South Dakota can have a free and fair election that is full of integrity.
The U.S. Attorney's Office is now investigating the allegations as the state's election board holds hearings on this issue. The stakes are high here in South Dakota. Many predict a very close race between Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle and Republican challenger John Thune. Some pollsters note that Daschle won 6 years ago thanks to crucial support from the state's Native American voters. For NPR News, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City, South Dakota.